calling all Yankees faithful. Looking for the ultimate pinstripe fix? Tune into Yankees Fan Hour, the podcast made by fans for fans every week. We break down the games, the trades, and the drama with hot takes, insider scoops, and a whole lot of Bronx pride. Whether you're cheering from the bleachers or the couch, we've got you covered. Subscribe now on Spotify, Amazon Music, and YouTube. And join the loudest, proudest Yankee talk around, Yankees Fan Hour, because 27 rings ain't enough.
You're watching a Highwire Media podcast.
Welcome to the Talking Texas Rangers podcast. I'm your host, Larry Lease, as always. And of course, this week we dive into all the latest headlines as we have arrived to spring training. That's right, the baseball season is officially beginning in just a matter of weeks. And with that, our first topic, Kumar Rocker has a clear path to the AL Rookie of the Year, if he wants it. The 25-year-old is among the list favorites to win the AL Rookie of the Year in 2025. And what can Rocker do to become just the third winner of the award in franchise history? Let's talk about it. The 2025 rookie class is projecting to be a heavyweight fight for the Rookie of the Year award. The projected favorites include top prospects Jackson Job, Roman Anthony, Jason Dominguez, among others. Texas Rangers young pitcher Kumar Rocker places among the top candidates to win the award. When it comes to Kumar Rocker, there is no doubt in the stuff. With a high 90s four-seam fastball that plays well in all quadrants of the strike zone, an absolute wipeout slider, along with a sinker, curveball, and changeup, Rocker predominantly throws through the fastball and slider during his brief big league stint at the end of last year, and the outcome was promising. The main concern isn't what Rocker can throw, but how many times he can pitch in 2025. Rocker was the number 3 pick in the 2022 MLB draft, and ever since he was drafted, hasn't pitched a fully interrupted professional season. His injury problems originated in 2021, when the Mets passed on signing Rocker after selecting him 10th overall due to concerns with his elbow's health. Eventually, in 2023, Rocker underwent Tommy John surgery while pitching the Rangers' farm system. The last time we publicly saw Rocker in a full healthy season was in 2021, when Rocker was forming a legendary college duo with fellow Rangers teammate Jack Leiter. When Rocker was healthy again in 2024, we saw a stretch that was one of the most impressive runs by a Rangers homegrown prospect that we have seen in a long time. After 3 warm-up outings in rookie ball, Rocker took over a AA and AAA in his next 7 outings, then the big leagues to a promising level of success. So how can Rocker become the third AL Rookie of the Year winner in Rangers history? To carry this run of success over into 2025, the biggest key in how Rocker can win Rookie of the Year is health. With a healthy season, the strikeouts will come in full force. Guidance from pitchers who are making strides to return or have returned from the same injury, such as Tyler Mahl, Jacob deGrom, and Nathan Eovaldi, will be massive for the young right-hander. Rocker does project to be a high-level strikeout pitcher that is big league ready and has a high level defense behind him. The defense includes Gold Glover Marcus Semien at second base, Indolis Garcia in right field, Evan Carter joining him in the outfield, along with above average defenders in Corey Seager and Josh Young on the left side of the infield. A big piece to Rocker's Rookie of the Year campaign is just being himself. Rocker feeds off his own success and showcases a fiery personality that fans can gravitate towards and players can feed off of. He has supreme confidence in his ability and his ability to get anybody out on any pitch. He has been a high-level prospect ever since high school, even being drafted 3 times, twice in the first round. There is a reason that he was highly coveted throughout his amateur career. The Rangers just get to be the lucky beneficiary of his services. Winning the 2025 Rookie of the Year Award is an uphill battle for all of those in contention with the level of talent vying for the award. With a clean bill of health, strikeout numbers that project high, and a good defense with a pitcher-friendly park, I expect Kumar Rocker to not only contend for the award, but become the third Texas Ranger to win the award. And now on to our next topic. We're going to take a look at who we think the 2025 Rangers opening day starting rotation will be. The Texas Rangers rotation for 2025 is mostly set in stone, but there are still some potential for shuffling the back end. There are a handful of arms looking to grab that final spot prior to opening day on March 27th. While there has been rumors of internal conversations with the team about John Gray becoming the team's closer, There seems to be no solid foundation for it. At the same time, Tyler Mall and Kumar Rocker are legit contenders to land that final spot. With that in mind, let's take a look at the Rangers' projected starting rotation just days before the teams get ready to play in their first spring training game. With that in mind, let's take a look at the Rangers' projected starting rotation just days after the team has started playing their spring training games. Of course, right off the bat at number one, we got Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom will obviously be the ace of the team and likely get the nod to start opening day in Arlington against Boston. And if he approaches the season correctly, we could see him back to his old Cy Young self. Filled with injury concerns during his tenure with Texas, 9 starts in 2 seasons, DeGrom comes into camp fully healthy after Tommy John surgery in 2023. He returned from injury at the end of last season, throwing 10 and a third innings, recording 14 strikeouts and giving up 2 runs. DeGrom threw his first official bullpen last Thursday, and everyone was raving about him. Kyle Higashioka caught his bullpen and compared him to one of the greats, saying, quote, "I think there's probably one guy I've ever caught with that kind of command, and you might have heard of him. It was Mariano Rivera." Higashioka told Evan Grant of the Dallas Morning News, and DeGrom was doing it probably 10 miles an hour harder. And with that, at number two, Nathan Eovaldi is perhaps the most trusted pitcher on the staff in terms of availability and production. Entering his third season with Texas, the 35-year-old has appeared in 54 regular season games for the Rangers. In that time frame, he has recorded a 3.72 ERA with 298 strikeouts, 89 walks, and a 1.12 whip in 314 two-thirds innings. His biggest value is the lights-out performance you get from him in big games, most notably his Houdini-like performance in Game 5 of the 2023 World Series that helped Texas capture their first championship. Some would even argue, based off his production and what Eovaldi has brought to the team, that he might be the team's ace over DeGrom, but if you asked him, he's just happy to take the mound every fifth day. Number 3, Cody Bradford. Bradford has an exciting upside, despite the injury that sidelined him for an extended period of time. It's wild to say the above statement when you look back at his major league debut in May 2023 against the Braves. But we don't judge based on one performance. We are a sum of its parts group, and since then he's come into his own, and 2024 was a great step forward. Even Bruce Bochy tends to agree that Bradford is a key component to the team's success on the mound. While he says Bradford can fill any role needed, he as well envisions him as a main part of the rotation. In number 4, John Gray. Despite a lot of rumors about Gray taking over as the team's closer, Gray says he hasn't been approached by Bochy to fulfill any other role than as a starter. And why would they want Gray as a closer anyway? Not to say he would be horrible in the role, quite opposite actually, as his stuff seems to be a good fit. More about the immense value he brings to the Rangers' rotation. Gray will make $13 million this year, which by today's standards for a closer, isn't an overpay. But it is when you take into account that Gray has never been a closer, and has only worked out of the bullpen 11 games in his 9 years of service time. However, Gray is not completely dismissing the idea if it is ever requested of him. Gray spoke to MLB.com's Kennedy Landry saying, quote, "No one's mentioned it. If that comes up, no big deal. I think they know that I'll be okay with doing something like that. If the time comes for it, yes, absolutely. I think it'd be fun. There'd be a small adjustment here and there, but I've done it before. It's not like it'd be insanely new. I think it comes to that position, it means our team's doing really good, and we can be better." And to round out the 5th position, Tyler Mall. Out of the 5 starters, Mall is who I'm excited to see this season. Mall was signed to a 2-year deal by the Rangers in 2023, despite still in the midst of a recovery from Tommy John surgery. It was a hope he'd be ready to contribute somewhere near the middle of the 2024 season. And while he did make his season debut on August 6th, he was placed back on the injured list 2 weeks later and made only 3 starts. Mall reported to spring last week fully healthy and has already been told he will start the second spring training game on Saturday. A full season of health from Mall would be a massive lift for the Rangers, giving them a depth and allowing other arms such as Dane Dunning to provide bulk innings out of the bullpen. Let me know your thoughts on the starting rotation. Do you think we got it wrong or do you agree with the list? And of course, let me know in the comment section below your starting rotation for the Rangers this season. And with that, we're going to take a look at the next topic, which we have the Rangers reuniting with a former 2010 first-round draft pick after the 2016 departure. Jackson is a right-handed reliever that was drafted by Texas in 2010 and made his debut with the team back in 2015. It's another reliever reunion for the Texas Rangers, this time adding a former draft pick to the fold as spring training enters the first full week of action. Luke Jackson, the Rangers' first-round pick back in 2010, joins Texas on a one-year contract after spending last year with the Atlanta Braves. In a corresponding move, the Rangers place Josh Boers on the 60-day injured list as he recovers from off-season shoulder surgery. Jackson is a nine-year veteran in Major League Baseball, having pitched for Texas, Atlanta, and the San Francisco Giants. In 330 games, the 33-year-old has a 4.24 ERA, 386 strikeouts, and 19 saves. His 2 years as a Ranger could have been smoother and was short-lived after making his debut in 2015. After posting an 8.5 ERA in 15 games in 2015 to 2016, he was traded to the Braves during the 2016 offseason. Jackson is 4 years removed from the best season of his career with the Braves in 2021 and was an instrumental piece of their bullpen during the championship run. Jackson will look to make a resurgence and become a key arm for Bruce Bochy to rely on. If he has a strong bounce back to his career, he will be a welcome to a bullpen that is in need of experienced arms. His 19 career saves ranks the third best on the team's roster, so his late game high leverage experience will be positive. Since the start of the month, Texas has reunited with former relievers Joe Barlow and Matt Festa, as well as added a former Seattle Mariner relief arm, all on minor league deals with spring training invites. And now on to our next topic. Question is, how will the Rangers navigate key hitters, their struggles against lefties? Evan Carter and Jock Peterson are key pieces to the Rangers' success this year, but left-handed pitchers present a major challenge to both players, and adjustments will have to be made. So what are the team's plans in navigating those struggles? Since the start of 2023, they've only had 18 combined hits, and Evan Carter made his debut in 2023 against lefties and rarely even faced them. Carter is still young and is certainly focused on improving that part of his game, but Peterson is likely turning into more of a righty specialist. Fortunately for them, left-handed pitchers are a rare breed in Major League Baseball, which won't require a lot of lineup adjustment from Bruce Bochy throughout the year. But those varying lineups will have to be part of the plan. Signing Peterson was a key acquisition to the Rangers offseason. The 32-year-old provides much-needed power out of the DH slot, which was one of the least productive positions for the team over recent seasons. Peterson spent last year in the desert with the Arizona Diamondbacks, appearing in 132 games, had one of the most productive seasons in the NL. His .393 on-base percentage was the best of any NL hitter, with over 400 plate appearances. He finished the season hitting .275 with 23 home runs, 64 runs driven in, and 55 walks. However, he only had 32 at-bats against lefties, and his stats took a dramatic drop hitting. Just .219 with one home run, and his OPS dropped over 200 points, 968 to 749. In 2024, the Rangers' designated hitters had the second worst batting average, 205, and the worst in OBP at 263, slugging at 322, and OPS at 585 in the MLB. The most productive Ranger in that role was Wyatt Langford, but outside of that, Adolis Garcia, Josh Smith, and Corey Seager were among a platoon of players filled that role. The good news, those players are still with Texas, and let's not forget their new infielder, Jack Berger, all of which can step into that role when the other team decides to throw a left-hander and Bochy needs to sit Peterson. Carter's struggles against left-handers aren't unfamiliar for left-handed hitters, especially those who have less than 100 major league at-bats in their career. Left-handers usually have trouble recognizing pitches coming from the left-hander's arm slot, which in turn causes issues with swing timing. There are several ways for a hitter to improve their luck against pitchers. Most include recognizing pitches early, improving plate discipline, adjusting their stance, and even maintaining confidence. Carter has always been great at plate discipline, so that shouldn't be a big adjustment. However, there have been cases where he struggled with pitch recognition, not picking up pitches in time, or even mistaking a fastball for an off-speed, and vice versa. The Rangers miss a lot with Carter out of the lineup, as we saw all of last season with his injury. He provides above-average defense, a great combination of contact and power, and gives the team a lot of depth throughout the whole lineup. The ideal scenario for the Rangers is getting Carter to get more comfortable against lefties And it starts during the spring, focusing on making some of these key adjustments mentioned. They are able to help him develop that part of his game. Bochy will have to make only one lineup change when they face a southpaw. And that is all the topics we've got for this week's episode. We'd like to hear your thoughts in the comment section below. Give us a thumbs up if you like our video. Hit that subscribe button down below. Hit the bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TTRangers. As always, thank you so much for watching and listening. We will see you next time.